one of my favorite topics ever, every year. Lollipop Farm. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
So it is telethon season.
Telethon time. It's coming up really fast.
First Saturday in March every year, the Lollipop Tales of Hope Telethon is, how many years we've been doing that?
This is the 27th annual.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit.
I've been in over 20 of them. I know that. And you just reminded me before we turned the microphones on that Lollipop's got a birthday this year.
Yeah. So in November this coming year, Lollipop Farm turns 150 years old.
That is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. We're older than a lot of Rochester staples, which is it's pretty amazing. But we're going to be kind of celebrating for most of the year, and we're going to kick it off with telethon. And we also have an exhibit, a timeline exhibit at the Rundell Library. Mm-hmm. That's going to be opening, I believe, March 1st is our date right now.
Okay.
Definitely keep on lollipop.org to make sure that timeline stays the same.
So every year, this is like the biggest fundraiser of the year,
the
isn't
biggest
it?
One, yeah.
We mm-hmm. always raise the most amount of money, and it's amazing. So it's March 3rd. Is it 3 to 9 again?
Yeah,
3
March 4th. March 4th, 3 to 9. You can tune in to watch, and that's going to be on 13WAM, 13WAM.com, or CW Rochester. Mm-hmm. But we also would love for people to come join us as well. We are at Hazleton Auto Mall again for the second year. They've been so gracious to host us again, even though we kind of take over their showroom for a few days setting up.
They don't sell many Toyotas that week.
Actually, apparently they sold a few more cars than normal on that Saturday
last year.
So, I mean, I guess it helps them too. But we would love to have visitors come from 3 to 7. We're shortening the hours a little bit just so people don't have to be out super late.
I talked to one of our clients that give every year, and they realized last year, I think they went right to the farm not knowing that we weren't doing the telethon from there.
Yeah.
But Aaron's Alley, I don't know, you're familiar with Aaron's Alley, right? Mm-hmm. On Monroe Avenue. I walked out of there the other day and looked at the foot of the door, and there's just a pile of change there. And I forget what they call it, but everybody just drops their change, coins when they leave. And they give that all to Lollipop Farm.
Oh, that's great.
Aaron's Alley. So if you ever go in there and buy something, you drop your change on the floor as you leave, and that'll all come to Lollipop Farm.
This community really is amazing when it comes. I mean, it's a testament to how long Lollipop's been around, 150 years. I mean, we're a nonprofit organization. It just shows how much this community loves
their
animals, for sure.
How many mice do you still have?
That was an issue for a while, right? There are still a few hundred mice left. We've gotten quite a few of them out. Again, a testament to this community. We've been getting a lot of them out. We had I think it was 130 something that over the Christmas holiday, people came and got mice for the Christmas holiday. So, we still have some, they're still there, but most of the rats from that case are gone, and a lot of the other animals too, but still some mice.
And that was remnants of one of the calls that your officials,
our humane law officers are amazing. They really do their best to make sure that every animal, big or small, is taken care of within the community. And so this was a case where we had a number of mice. I think there was about 800 mice. Initially. So, and various other animals, rats and pigs and other types of things. But
that's one thing I don't know if people realize. You're Humane Society. So you guys go on those calls. And I must say, I haven't heard you in the news in a long time, so that's a good thing.
That is always a good thing.
Because usually it's always, we found this house with 800 cats in it, or this or that, or, you know, those sad, sad stories. Mm-hmm. And people, a lot of times it's done out of love.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
You know, and then it just gets out of hand for people.
Yeah. And that's a lot of times, and that's part of what our humane law officers do is helping. So sometimes it's taking animals when they're in danger, but other times it's helping to, you know, provide traps for, you know, if someone, we had a case at one point when someone lost a loved one, and in their old house, there was some cats. So one of our officers went out and helped provide some traps so that the son could help, you know, these cats and get them to a better place. So, you know, it's always just doing whatever we can for the betterment of the community and the animals.
We've been really lucky here lately that we haven't had the severe temperatures too, but sometimes people see people leaving their dogs out when they shouldn't be leaving them out. They should call you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you guys can help.
Yeah. The line is definitely always open. And we try our best, you know, to investigate whatever it is that is needed. So in certain cases, like if a dog doesn't have shelter, for instance, or food or water available to them, and they're outside all day long, things like that, we want to make sure that somebody's going out there and at least checking on them and making sure that they're okay.
I want to remind everybody too, because you hear these stories of people that, you know, they got a cat and they didn't want it and they just took it out to some field and left it. I mean, you don't have to. There's no judgment at Lollipop Farm.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Just drop it off.
Yeah.
Just bring it to the farm, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of our admissions are appointment. So we do recommend calling first. And in some cases, cats can be like community cats. So sometimes they are, they're perfectly fine outdoors, or they're used to being outdoors and maybe not so used to people.
Right.
So we usually recommend kind of keeping an eye on them, seeing if it's something where they need to come in or not. But certainly, I mean, we don't judge in any case if there's an animal for any reason.
For whatever reason, if you can't keep it, right?
If you can't keep it, or you don't have any, you know, your housing changes, anything like that. I mean, we know that it's coming out of a place of love for people to bring them to a safe place.
That's the right way to do it.
Exactly.
That's the right way to do it. And that's the funny thing, too. Not every cat that you adopt out is a pet. You adopt out barn cats.
Yeah.
Cats, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are cats that are like workers. And they prefer it that way.
And they prefer it that way. Yeah. It's actually the working cat program. So they are cats that are used to being mousers, or they're used to having that, you know, big wide open space to roam around rather than being in a house.
And it can be very helpful.
And especially for barns, you know, you obviously don't want anything getting in there that shouldn't be. So the working cats are definitely helpful for that too.
You guys still do the spay and neutering? I mean, that's the biggest thing. The population part is the biggest thing. And some people they can't always afford having their cat or dog spayed or neutered. So do you still have programs for that?
Yeah. So we have the main program for that is our SNP program. It's called the Spay Neuter Incentive Program. It is based on how much you make. So there's an application. And then once you fill out that application, our veterinary clinic will give you a call and let you know when to bring the animal in, things like that. But it's definitely helped in terms of some of the community cat populations and things like that. We also have a trapping system for community cats. So if you can bring in a community cat, that it'll help control the population for community cats as well.
Because that's one of the issues. The cat's reproduction numbers are insane.
Yes.
What two cats can populate in a matter of 6 months is nuts.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. You met my boss. He traps feral cats in his neighborhood and takes them and gets them fixed and then lets them out again.
That's great. I mean, it definitely helps the community for sure. So
yeah, he's a big cat person. He's a big cat person like that. What else What else is going on for the 150th? There?
Yeah, so
we'll do Barktoberfest and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. So we're celebrating kind of all year long. Obviously, once it gets closer to our birthday, we're going to be celebrating a little bit more. But we're going to kind of kick off, like I said, with the timeline exhibit at the Rundle Library, as well as telethon. But throughout the year, we're going to be tabling at some of the local festivals. We'll have a big celebration at Barktoberfest, and then in November, we're kind of planning it out. We're thinking maybe an open house as well as just a kind of a birthday celebration.
Right. If people haven't been to Lollipop Farm in a long time, It's not the lollipop farm I remember from when I was a kid. I know that when we used to do field trips out of Canandaigua, you know, back in the day. Excuse me, sorry. I'm just getting over a cold. One of the other things I wanted to touch upon is another reason why people give up pets, dogs, whatever, is behavioral. Yes. And you guys can help with that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we do have the Pet Peeves Hotline. So if you go on our website, there's not only the Pet Peeves Hotline, but there's also some different training resources and different kind of tools that you can use to help. We also go through the Good Pup training program, which is actually a virtual training program.
Oh, okay.
There are actually a few dogs that we have now in the shelter that when you adopt them, they have little scholarships, they call them. So they actually have a couple of weeks of working with the Good Pup program too. But our behavior team is amazing and they do focus a lot on the animals we currently have in our care, but they are always there to help.
Well, yeah, if you have an animal that's just doing this one thing, you can call and get some hints.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. They won't stop doing this and you guys can often help with that kind of thing. So on Saturday, the 4th of March, we're on Channel 13 and CW, and they can stop by Hoselton.
Hoselton Automall, yep.
And I believe it's in the Toyota store. That's where we were last year, right?
Yeah, yep. So there'll be a bunch of signs, and we'll have some flags and things out too. But yeah, the Toyota building, we are actually right in their main, the showroom area. So they'll be in the service bay. There'll be vendors and different tables, some lollipop farm tables as well. Our humane law officers are always there. And the education team. So there's always a lot to see, but you also get a chance to see kind of behind the scenes, and that's always fun too. And there is going to be the Delta Sonic puppy pen again, which is always a huge
hit. People love that.
So.
Yeah. The puppy pen is always fun to climb into.
Yes.
Just don't wear your good shoes. That's there's other ways to give, though. If you can't, you know, if you're out of town or something like that on March 4th, what Tammy and I do is the Forever. We get on the monthly plan.
Yeah,
and it just comes right out, and you don't even feel it. It's painless.
Yep, there's always an opportunity for people to help. If you actually go that day, you know, if you can't see the broadcast itself or you're not around that day. Yeah.
Right.
So you can go to lollipop.org/telethon. You can make a gift. Up from now up until the event day. There's also, you know, we love having volunteers, foster care families. There's so many ways. So, you know, definitely go to the website if you're interested in any sort of any way that you can help.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different ways.
my wife's getting ready to retire. And she often talks about working at Lollipop, and I say, no, you can't, because she'll want to come home with something every day.
I know. It's hard.
It really is. But, yeah, you just dog walkers or cleaning pens or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and not even, you know, if you're more of an administrative kind of person, there's even opportunities to help with, you know, things that don't involve some of the animals as well, or events or things like that, you know. So there's always something to do.
Mending the fences at the farm, right?
Yeah.
Didn't I read somewhere? I'm on your email list. Do you guys have like 100 pigs now?
It's over 50 at this point, yeah. So, and that's a big thing. Potbelly pigs, especially, people have this preconceived notion that there's such a thing as a teacup pig.
There's no such thing.
Which there's no such thing. They get very big.
Yes. So people, there is no such thing as a teacup pig. They get big. They're only teacup pigs for a little while.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we have a lot of pigs. And it's not even that, too. You know, some of it's zoning.
Right.
You need to know if you're going to have farm animals, what type of requirements your community has.
Oh.
And sometimes we'll get them from that because, they'll be in a town where they're like, no pigs.
My wife sees all those goat videos on Instagram and she wants little
cute
goats, aren't they? But I don't know if we can have those in Irondequoit. Pretty sure we can't. Lollipop.org.
Yeah.
Saturday, March 4th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 13 WHAM TV or CW. Or come on out to Hoselton Auto Mall. Nikki, I can't wait. The Tales of Hope Telethon and the 150th anniversary.
Yeah.
The birthday of Lollipop Farm. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you a couple Saturdays.
Yeah. We'll see you soon.